Well, welcome to today's podcast replay from the Killer Bee Studios. Let's go ahead and dive on in.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We got Arcanum. They're shooting the confetti cannon. What do you guys think about that confetti cannon? Can you show us that again, Arcanum? Let's show that thing off, man. You guys, look, he built all this. You guys throw him some confetti if you love the confetti cannon. Yeah. Awesome. Very cool. But super excited for everybody being here tonight. Tonight, we have a special guest joining us. She was once an accountant for some of the biggest names in hip hop and other celebrities. Jen, would you mind take 30 seconds and let people know, you might have to make it in 10 seconds with the way our experience has been.
No.
Tell us a little bit about who you are and tell us about Jen Smash.
Well, I'm Jennifer Smash. I'm originally from New York, and I have been an accountant over 30 plus years. I don't want to say my age, but quite a long time. I am married for 29 years, 3 kids, and I am a double amputee and a survivor.
Okay, so does anybody here know Jen? Has anybody ran into Jen Smash here in Horizon Worlds? Okay, yeah, we've got you got some fans out here, Jen. Yeah, awesome, awesome. Well, Jen, let's start with, we're going to go through Jen's story and let her share what she's doing here in Horizons. But we want to really hone in on your story to get to know more about you and the life that, the seasons and the struggles you went through and the wins, where you are today and where you're going. But tell me, you say you're a double amputee. How did that start?
Well, unfortunately, I have what you call the bad diabetes. I've been diabetic since I'm 20 years old, straight to insulin. And, the struggles with diabetes is real. There's no cure. So it's, both of my parents had diabetes. I have 3 sisters that don't have diabetes. I think I carry all the weight of the family. So complications of diabetes is real, from kidneys to eyes to even losing your leg. So unfortunately, I wish I had a kind of unique story about losing my legs. Unfortunately, is due to the complications of diabetes. I'm just living with diabetes. I'm not going to let it hold me down or hold me back.
I love living with it,
so I just can't drink, Coca-Cola, my favorite drink, and a little slice of chocolate cake maybe for a birthday, but, it is a lifestyle. It's a change and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. I love that, though, how you said that. You won't let it hold you down. It's beautiful.
One of the stories is when I was in the hospital about to lose a second leg, I called my peer leader and was like, okay, I'm going to lose it. I don't think I could live life without legs. And he was like, hold on. He pulled over. Hold on. I got somebody who's going to call you. You just answer it. And I was like, oh God, this guy is crazy. All right. So I hung up the phone and a lady called with such a spirit. She was like, hey, Jen, I heard you're losing a leg. And I'm like, this lady is crazy. And she was like, listen, you have faith in God. I heard you're a woman of Christ and stuff like that. She was like, listen, I lost both my legs, both my hands, and my husband. I was like, holy crap. I started laughing. Oh my God, she was laughing. Wow. All I could remember asking her is, how do you wipe your butt? How do you wipe your butt? And she said, very carefully. And at that point I was like, I'm never going to feel sorry for myself, because there's people worse off than me. Just imagine having no legs and no hands.
I can't. Oh,
and then no husband to support you. So, from there, I was like, I'll never feel sorry for myself ever. I'm in this time of age. Technology and medicine is so advanced that my prosthetic legs could, have some very expensive legs. And they do have the Falcons on it, because I'm a Falcons fan, and I wear them awesome. Well. I'm proud of them, and it is what it is. Go Falcons. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I love that. I love that. When you found out that you had diabetes, I mean, you said this is something that's run through your family, though, so that it might not have been that big of a surprise. But and when you realize that you're facing that, how did you come to terms with it? Like,
it took a long time. I denied it. Mm-hmm. I looked at the needles one day and I'm like, I'm not going to shoot myself up. I got to shoot myself up 3 times a day for the rest of my life. And I'm 20 years old. Mm-hmm. It took a long time to really accept that I was diabetic. Being young and stupid, you know, I did get into some trouble with high sugar that almost cost me to be in the hospital. And I, you know, reality hits you in the head. Mm-hmm. I'm accepting it every day. Mm. Every day.
I can see how that would be an issue, especially at 20, because you, you know, think you're an adult. I mean, technically you are, but you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. You probably think like, oh, I'm just going to push through this. Like, it's going to be fine. I'm 20. You know, I could totally see thinking that like, it'll be fine. This isn't going to last my whole life. I think that's what I would have thought too. Like,
if it was something that you can see, if the disease of diabetes is some kind of scar on your face that gets bad, I think you will mentally take care of it better. But because it's internal and you don't see it deteriorating your body inside, you kind of, you know, people who are diabetic, sometimes we get tired. We get tired of shooting ourselves. It's mentally straining. Knowing that this is the rest of your life.
Right.
It's not never going to stop. I'm always going to have insulin for the rest of my life. So
that would be a challenge. Cause like, I don't know about any of you here, but I am not a big fan of needles. Like, my family is really not a big fan of it. Like, they all pass out all the time. I haven't had that, but I would say like, I still wouldn't like to have to do that. Like, that would be so difficult. Mrs. Killer B, I mean, her mom was a paramedic, and now she works at ER and she deals with needles all the time. And Mrs. Killer B will even tell you, like, she doesn't like the thought of seeing the needles.
Oh, I have a terrible time thinking about it. Yeah. Well, Brian just at home did a blood test where he had to prick his own finger. I literally almost passed out because I couldn't even stand the thought of pricking your own finger. And do you have to do that part too, like to test?
Every day. That's my life.
Well, and I love that. I can't, you know, I'm so excited to get to the part of your story of what you're doing. Like, you're not letting this hold you back. And that's a big deal. I would like to ask you, like, you don't have to worry about the mic. You don't have to hold the mic. We can hear you if you want to hold it. So,
if you like to hold it, there you go.
You can hold it. Yeah, go for it. Just like don't, you have to clean off your spit though. Cause like, you know, there's mics and that holds stuff in there. That's good. How has losing your legs changed your perspective on life and your career?
Oh my God. I can't even tell you. It changed dramatically. I haven't stand up in the shower since 2016. So taking a shower, a little thing is taking a shower. Every time I'm in the metaverse, I go to people's houses and I go to the shower right away. Freedom knows. I'll go take a shower. I'm always in somebody's shower. That's awesome. I'm just standing there. Life is different with one leg and then no legs. You got to think about it. When I take my legs off, how am I getting around if I don't have a wheelchair? I have to crawl. I'm on the floor, crawling in the middle of the night, crawling to the bathroom. Hopefully I don't have diarrhea because that's rough. Wow. Gotta hold your cheeks and crawl at the same time. It's rough, guys. It's rough. And then mentally trying to be sexy for my husband. That's another mental thing you have to get strong. Mm. Just looking at yourself in the mirror and falling in love with your body again. It is a struggle. It's not a struggle. I learned how to build that. Mm-hmm. And I have a great partner, husband, that thinks of me as beautiful as, you know, he calls my legs sexy and we play around. He's like, put on your legs, you know, stuff like that.
Hey, that's awesome.
My kids hide my legs sometimes and I got to go find it. So, you know, we try to make it light as possible. But, it, you know, my only fear is being in bed and the house is on fire. Hmm. Like,
right.
You can't run out. I gotta put on the sleeves, put on the legs. So having a plan is important. And just being in crowds, like I went to New York and I had anxiety. I had to go and have some sessions with MediCoach to get my head right of going to New York and being with those millions of people.
Yeah.
And not being able to get on the subway now and hustle and bustle. It took some work with me and MediCoach in here and to get me my anxiety going. And I made it. I made it to New York. And so, life is different.
Oh, yeah.
Every day is a new day.
What I love about meeting different people in here is we meet people from all around the world that are going through different challenges or have went through different seasons, but they're still pushing through. And hearing your story, I love hearing your story. And I would love for you to share, like, you know, a little bit like where you came from too, because to hear like you're not giving up. Like, this is something that could easily set us back. I mean, we've got things that, I mean, Mrs. Killer B knows, like, right now I'm going through some things. And it's nothing compared to what you've went through, Jen, and what other people maybe here has gone through. But it can really get you depressed. Like, she knows right now, what's it been? Well, we just figured out 2 weeks. I haven't been in a car. I haven't been outside. Like, those are challenges. Like, man, this is not life. This is not the way I'm used to living life. So I thought it was interesting to hear you share.
I think what surrounding yourself with good people, a good family structure is one. Knowing that you need help and finding that group that can help you is two. And give yourself a break, man. Like, just allow yourself to feel when you're feeling down. Feel it. Cry, boogers, everything. But then have a stop point. Like, I'm going to cry, but then I need to wipe myself, wipe my nose, get up, and let's go. So I allow myself to get down, but I don't stay there. And, you know, having a young family, well, they're teenagers, but having a family and a purpose gets me keep on going. So it's a lot of mind. It's really you heal within your mind first, then your body.
Yes. Right.
That's so good.
Your mindset is everything. Everything.
So watch out, Mrs. Killer B. There's boogers coming. So just let you know. She gave me permission for boogers. So
I can handle the tears, the boogers. You have to go in the other room for.
That's good.
I'm past the booger stage of life.
Yeah.
Before we go into the live Q&A, I would like to ask you what. Okay, you're doing something different here now. Like you're in Horizons for a reason. You have a purpose in here. So do you care to share what that is and what inspired you to pivot to virtual reality?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this podcast, be sure to check out our links in the show notes where you can join our private Discord community and find more fantastic resources and affiliate links. It's all just a click away.
Well, as you know, I've been an accountant for 34 years and I was fortunately to represent a lot of the famous celebrities. I was blessed to represent Public Enemy, Puffy Combs, Erykah Badu, a lot of the R&B singers. I was also the Notorious B.I.G.'s accountant when he was alive. And I went on my own after his death because he really was the one that inspired me to start my own business. And he was hounding me for a year to start his, you know, my own practice and leave my lovely, comfortable job.
Yes.
And so I talked with my husband and we just moved to Atlanta And I said, okay, he lit my entrepreneur light inside me. And I agreed before he left to California that I would go ahead and open the practice. And as long as he bought me a table, a computer, you know, all the necessary things to start a job.
Yeah.
So he says, I got you. He goes to L.A. and then he gets killed out in L.A. And I thought my future was done. You know, that was a hard loss for me because I really had a future. I finally was going to do it. And maybe when Puffy was on tour with the Goodbye Tour with all of everybody in Bad Boy Entertainment, they came to Atlanta and they asked me to cook for them. And I was like, sure, just come. Well, the tour bus came. And everybody came, Little Kim, C's, 112, and I cooked for them. And they took me to the back and said, listen, Big had a dream for all of us. And we want to make sure that that dream happens. And so they said, we want you to open up your practice and we were going to be your clients. Wow. And I was like, but I don't have a computer. I don't need a table. You know, you need things to run a business. And my car was breaking down. And they blessed me with all that stuff. And I started my practice I ran it for 20 years lost my leg. So I had to close it because, you know, you need energy to run a business. And Thanksgiving of last year, I saw this. I had a dream. One of his songs is, it was all a dream. I had a dream that he finally came to me, but it was like chaos in my dream. And I was trying to talk to him, but he had to go. So he pointed to something on the table. I didn't know what it is, but it kind of moved me so much that I called his mom. I called Little C's, talked to my husband, like, what is this? And then the next day I see on Facebook, Notorious B.I.G. in concert in the metaverse.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is the metaverse? And I found out that these Oculus that I bought my daughter to, you know, that's sitting on the shelf collecting dust. I told her to bring it home from college because I need to go to this some kind of concert here in the metaverse, whatever that is. So December 19th, I put it on and I went and I saw the late Notorious B.I.G. in concert walking on a stage. And I... I lost it. And then I'm looking at people and they're like, hey, and I'm like, you're talking to me? And he was like, yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm like, you can see me? I see you. You can hear me?
It's awesome.
And I was this metaverse is crazy. So I befriended somebody called TY and he took me hopping around and I ended up in a world where somebody was having a meeting. MetaClean Rupert was having a meeting with some other creators. And so I'm like, oh, they're doing business in here? What is going on? Like, people are really doing business? So I heard them go, I backed out and say, I'm sorry. But I listened. And then they went through a portal to MetaClean Rupert's office. I go into the office and what do I see in his office? A portrait of Notorious B.I.G. And I was like, whoa.
Oh my goodness.
That's crazy.
The spirits are talking to me. And I knew that I had to speak to this man. I did eventually had the courage to speak to him. And he's been my friend, my consultant guide here. And I articulated what I want to do. I wanted to have an accounting practice in the metaverse.
Wow.
And he was like, I'll hook you up with the right people. The builder that I hooked up with was Thunderbuild.
Yeah.
He ended up having a roommate that went to school with the Notorious B.I.G.'s daughter.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah, okay, this is it. This is it. And he built me an office and I'm at 300 Golden Ave in the city of Anthem. And I'm sitting in there, guys. I'm in there. If you need accounting, tax services, payroll services, I'm in there. But awesome. My love is teaching entrepreneurs how to build a business, start a business. I've launched and created over hundreds of businesses during my career. Wow. And so I put these tools together while I was in the hospital to teach people how to start businesses in the hospital and tested it out with Zoom. That's when COVID was around.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm converting that thing into the metaverse. And I just opened the VIP Entrepreneur Academy here in the metaverse with my partner, nice. MediClean Rupert. Thunderbills did that too. And I'm here giving free classes to those people who want to start a business. I'm going to put you through a 9-week course teaching you how to start a business and get you out there to become millionaires.
Oh, that's awesome. That's incredible. I love that. I love the, there's so many people in here in Horizon. Yeah, you guys can throw a confetti over that. That's great.
Absolutely.
Like, that's awesome. Like, I don't have my applause button anymore, so I can't hit it. It was zoomed back up there upstairs. But I love, like, there's so many people in Horizons that are doing amazing things. And I mean, for people that's listening to the podcast, like that's listening to the podcast replay, I know there's still people out there that's wondering, like, yeah, this metaverse thing's a joke. It's not just a game. There's real business things happening here, real connections. That's what I love. The connections that we're making with people around the world, this technology is making available to us. It's powerful.
Now my reach is national. You know, I'm all over the States. I have clients. I've gotten 4 clients out of here, viable clients, and continue to make more and more meetings. I was in a meeting for 4 hours today in the office.
Oh,
I was
like,
oh my God, I got to be on Killer Bee tonight. You know,
you got
give me
4 hours.
Tea.
That's good.
And, you know, yeah, I'm just here. I'm really, I feel like my purpose, I think God is making me, I'm here for a reason.
Absolutely.
I could have died with my first leg. I almost died in my first leg, heart attack, everything on the table.
I'm here.
Now I'm here doing it without walking to an office. I just put this on and I can walk with no legs into the office.
I know you won't say a name and that's okay. But what is the weirdest like expense item that you ever saw something come across your desk?
That's good. It's a great question.
I don't care. I'll drop names. I think the one client that really challenged on the expenses that at a drop of a dime, I need a mansion, rent a mansion, was Puffy, Sean Combs. I have to give him credit because he was a unique entrepreneur. That man was talented and it shows today. He's still prevalent and he has all these different businesses. He was one of my teachers, man. He was one of my teachers. Wow. There's a lot of people that taught me, Michael Eisner from Walt Disney, just doing his books and looking at his empire was awesome. Helping out Jay-Z's fan club and working with the Capones, like the mafia family Capones.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
You know,
they didn't have any interesting write-offs that they're asked for.
I was like, I had the unique ability. And then meeting these stars, you know, these unique souls. I mean, spending time with Left Eye before she died was amazing. Wow. And just being with the, you know, Public Enemy and history, like that's history right there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Meeting the Tupac Shakur family. And I'll give you a unique story. One time I was on my own. I represent some of the Tupac Shakur family. His aunt, Gloria Cox, she has a documentary right now. She sent somebody over to the office. She didn't tell me who the person's name is. and vice versa. Didn't tell that person who I was. So this lady comes through the door and sits down, and I'm doing my spiel. Hi, I'm Jennifer Smash, and I'm an accountant, blah, blah, blah. I represent Notorious Big, giving my resume. As soon as I said that, she stopped. And you could feel like the whole tension in the room come down. And I'm like, oh, snap, did I say something wrong? I said, excuse me, is everything all right? She says, no. You know what? My brother's going to turn in his grave. And I was like, who's your brother? And she was like, Tupac is my brother.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, I stepped back. And everybody in the office, you could hear a pin drop. And I was like, listen, I understand if you get up and walk away. I understand. She was like, no. My aunt sent me here for a reason. And I guess I need to ask this question. I said, what? And she said, Jennifer, did Notorious B.I.G. kill my brother Tupac? And I said, absolutely not. He was in the hospital with a broken leg during the time that your brother was shot. He didn't really have a penny in the bank at that time because we were just finishing up the album. But I can tell you that camp did have nothing to do with your brother. And she looked at me and she says, I believe you. And she was light after that. I think she was sent there for a reason. Yeah. And I'll never forget that meeting. I think she did find closure. Wow. She walked out that place. And I hope I gave her peace. I know I gave her peace. Good. We still talk from here. Her brother just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Really?
And I think that was one of my proud moments to be able to give her peace.
Yes.
That's amazing.
She was struggling.
What a story.
Yeah. What a story, yes.
And her aunt did that on purpose. I found out that her aunt did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Wow.
She did that on purpose.
So. That's awesome. Wow.
Shout outs to Setua Shakur. If she here.
Yeah, your story is amazing, by the way. I appreciate you telling everybody. But that's all I got.
That's awesome. Thanks, Nate. Thank you, Nate. Thanks, Nate. Thanks for joining us. You can throw it up here if you want. And if anybody else have a question, go ahead.
I would like to definitely, if I can, ask for my partner, Meta Clean Rupert, to come on the stage. He's really an important part of my story. And I want to give him some flowers, man.
Come on up here, Meta Clean. Jump on up here. Here you go.
It will put boundaries in perspective, both figuratively and metaphorically, with this headset. So,
yeah, that's right. It's good seeing you.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
So, I do want to introduce Meta Clean. He is one of the most important people here, I think, in the metaverse world. He's well educated, knows exactly what this world is about. Without him, I don't think I can articulate my future here and my success here with my accounting practice and the VIP Entrepreneur Academy. And so this man is well respected and one of the best guys out here.
Love it very much. I don't know if I deserve all that, but I do really try to help people. And I think if we all start there, then I think we'll be okay. Yeah, let's just help each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really that simple. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we've had people help us here at the studios and what we're doing, and we can do so much more together. And I love meeting you, Meta Clean. I think I've seen you on Instagram. And
probably
I've seen your name and stuff. We just now got on Instagram. So, but yeah, it's good to meet you in person. So, care to tell us a little bit like what you're doing in Horizons?
I think when I started in December 2021, I came in like everybody else, really wide-eyed and thinking I can take over the world with my creativity. I am a creative. I have a background in photography. I used to shoot for a lot of the magazines in New York. I've been a graphic artist, photographer, and I kind of combined all of that in one, which led us to get an artist signed with Dr. Dre and Aftermath Records for a pretty sizable deal. But, as fate have it, once money's involved, people's feelings change and her feelings change towards the management of her career. And so we got sent home. So, you know, but to get there was truly a blessing all in itself. Mm-hmm. Like I had no business being in that room with that caliber of talent. But then I started believing that I should be there. I mean, why not me, right? So why not anybody? But it's kind of, that's kind of led my life into kind of how I live every day, like just believing that anything is possible. But some of those possibilities have to come with the people that you surround yourself with and mm-hmm. being good to people, because if you're good mm-hmm. to somebody, it's going to come back on you. It might not be tomorrow or 100 years from now, but if you're generally good and not for wanting to receive any type of reward for it, but just mm-hmm. just help people reach their goals. And I was presented with an opportunity which kind of kickstarted all of that, right? I was in the right place at the right time. My cousin was an assistant to an editor-in-chief for one of the biggest music magazines in New York. So she had complete access to everything. And I was mm-hmm. right there alongside her, honestly. And I know this is a Christian-based show, and I am a Christian, but I was there for the free liquor and the women. I'm not going to lie. I was 20-something years old. And I just happened to know how to use a camera. So it came in handy. So I got to enjoy, you know, before I was married, I got to drink for free and party with celebrities and get paid to do it because I was taking pictures and saying it was work.
We've all got real life stories. I mean, that's part of our life, right? And I love that you felt comfortable to be real about that, because I mean, we all get a pass, and I love like to hear like where your heart is today to like to help people, because it is who you surround yourself with can really change the direction that you're going to.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with being a different person than you were 5 years ago. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, gosh,
Definitely.
Sorry, this thing's going crazy. You know, I hope you all heard that. I think that was such an important thing that you said about, you know, you had this opportunity and then it was taken away from you and you just looked at it like, well, I'm glad I had that. You know, it made you a better person in what you were doing. That's so important, because I think sometimes something happens for us that's good in our life and we just hold on to that thing like it's the only thing we've got. But you can use it as a stepping stone and continue moving forward and, you know, let that grow you into the person you're becoming and not get wrapped up in being mad that it's gone now. You know, just be thankful for what it was and now move on to better things.
Yeah. And I feel like, first of all, we never understand God's story, right? We think we can explain him. And we're fools for even trying to attempt to. But, you know, we know that he puts us through these things. Sometimes these unbearable things. Listen, nothing I've experienced is unbearable. There have been some traumatic stories. But but he meets us where we are, right? He puts us through these things that we shouldn't overcome, but yet we do. And we come out completely different people after it, right? He doesn't do that to people that he considers weak or can't handle the burden. He puts it really on the people he believes can, that's my opinion, of who can handle the burden, because those failures that I have now, I can communicate with people about that, right? And when I moved through the space, when I decided that I wanted to build an empire of creativity in here and then realized I didn't like to build, which was an oxymoron, it was unfortunate, right? But I knew some of my experiences could hopefully inspire or at least help somebody figure out what their goals and dreams are. So even at the expense of kind of putting the stuff that I want to do on the side, which is fine because I get probably more pleasure out of doing this part of the business than doing anything for myself, right? I just know that my failures could help somebody get through a story. Know that just failure is just learning. That's all it is. Don't think it's the end. It's just the beginning of what not to do the next time.
I love that. I think that's what we need so much of that today, because so many people, like, they want to teach from their success, but there's so much more to learn from learning from each other's failures, because when we try to teach just from success all the time, people always think like, I'm not good enough. I'm always messing up. I'm failing, and that's never going to happen. But anybody that's successful, there is a lot of failure that took place to get there. And that's a crucial, crucial part of your story.
I've seen it all. I mean, I think that's why this course that I'm doing is based on a lot of entrepreneur errors, people making errors and failing at stuff. They got back up and was successful. I mean, those are the real drive of why I'm doing this. Is to let everybody know, you can do it. You can get up. You will make some errors, but I know some of the formulas that you can avoid it now.
I think it's so important what you said too, like even earlier when you said, you know, you're accepting your situation every day. And I think every that's day. Important. You know, I think other people see someone who's successful in some way in their life and they just look and think, well, they've got it all together. I'm never going to get there. But with you being willing to talk about those things that you deal mm-hmm. with still every day, mm-hmm. it gives people hope like, okay, like yeah. I can do that too. Right. I can take what I have right now and be faithful with it. That's and right. just keep moving forward. I love that.
I tell you, Mrs. Killaby, I will much follow somebody who has been broken and figured it out than somebody that's never had to struggle through it.
Yeah.
You see yeah. why I partner up with him?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he's glowing purple great, for man. Crying out loud. Yeah. Why would you follow him?
God's best disciples were the broken ones. Those are the ones that spread the message like nobody else, right? They weren't the perfect people. They were the broken people that had to go through some stuff and come out of it to be incredible. So it's fine. It's okay to fail, man. It's okay to fail.
Right.
You know, I know that you guys, I want to thank you guys all too for coming out and hanging in here, even though, you know, we're down here. This is so strange, like trying to run this show downstairs instead of up in the main studio. But like you said, like, I mean, honestly, like when it kept kicking us all out, I was like, oh my gosh, are we not gonna be able to do this? And I was like, no, we got to think of a way to make this happen because this is an important story to get out here. And and see, here we are. We're doing it downstairs and we made it work. And that's part of not giving up. Like things, like, even in Horizons, things are gonna be thrown at us. We're gonna have to be able to pivot and work with it. But we're here for purpose. You know, for those of you that maybe this is your first time at Killer Bee Studios, you know, our focus here is connect, share, and transform. We want to connect with people. This is a place to connect to people, meet new people, share real life stories and experiences. This can be wins. This can be struggles, challenges to help encourage each other. Because, you know, again, a lot of us are going through similar things and you never know who your story is going to help in hopes to transform people's lives. Help your give you hope. It's such an important thing that we need to be here for each other. And I love this technology allows us to do it. I love to hear what you're doing in here, Jen. I can't wait to see all the stuff that you have planned ahead. I wish we could do more of the Q&A, but I know it's kind of complicated down here. But we will go upstairs in just a second and take a selfie. And then Jen's going to drop a portal. But Jen, before we wrap up, Nate Dogg's got a question.
I'm sorry. Let me throw I'm just going to say, I'm going to give Jen back the stage. But I do want to say one thing about her is that as professional and as she is and her experience and resume that she comes with, she doesn't lead with that. You would never know that. And it's especially in this space with the amount of egos that we sometimes run into, you would expect somebody to be really braggadocious and lead with that and expect to get a certain amount of respect or notoriety because of that. Right. But the reason I'm gravitated to her is one, because we're both from the Bronx. We're similar age, which is no longer 25. but she really leads with the heart first, and I'm attracted to people who have that philosophy. You can make money any way in a million ways, and you can do it in a really horrible way, or you can do it in a really pleasurable way that's really intent on making somebody's life different. So as long as she will have me around, I'll be here. So
thank you, Jen. I love it.
Gotcha.
I love
Thanks, Medically. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for joining us, man. Yeah, appreciate you, man. All right, so Nate's got a question.
Your check's in the mail.
All right, I'm going to throw Nate the voice ball here.
Okay.
Here you go, Nate. All right, Nate, hey, welcome back. So what do you got for us, man? You got a question or thought?
Yeah, I got a question for Jen. How do I become an entrepreneur?
How? Well, you have to come to the course and figure it out. If you take the course, we'll vet your idea. We'll give you the tools that you need and we'll make you, you're going to work in class though, do your homework, take some tests and get you really vetted for those investors to back you. So you have to come with an idea, a clear idea, a passion for it and be ready to roll up your sleeves and work at it. And then I will make sure I guide you and give you the tools to be successful. I'll give you valuable information for profits. That's VIP.
Awesome.
Jen, is that,
thanks, Nate Dogg. Yeah, thank you.
Is the class entirely metaverse-based?
Yes, it's entirely metaverse-based. The homework and stuff is, of course, on your computer and outside. Sure, sure. But the class is definitely here. And what's the unique thing about the class is I also bring in the professionals, experts in their field to speak about. So when we're talking about law and business, I'm not going to be the one that's going to facilitate it. I'm going to have a business lawyer in there so that you can have a direct information directly right from the lawyer's mouth, and you can ask and he can articulate the right answers for you.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
And of course, Mr. Killer B, we've talked about the marketing segment of the class, and I invited him to be our guest and instructor to talk about marketing, man, because I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people here don't know. Like, they just think we're Killer B Studios, but we actually have a business, Killer B Marketing, and we actually work with broadcasters and business and you know, all people around the world with marketing and digital and strategies and purpose. So, yeah,
and I don't do
we'd
that.
Love to be. Yeah, so, I love that. Skylar, you have something you want to add? Yeah, here, let me go and throw you the ball. There you go.
Oh no!
Hold on.
I think it.
There you go. Go and grab it now. There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Well, thanks for joining us, Skylar. Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Hello, Jen. So happy to be here with you. And good to see you again, Mr. and Mrs. Killer B.
Great to see you.
Yes. I just want to let you know that Jen has been inspirational for me in my life and getting my business in order as I'm moving forward. And she's been a wealth of information, and I can't wait to continue to build my business with her in hand. So I just want to know. I got to do my homework. I'm still doing my homework. Yeah. So I have signed up for her for your business classes, right? Mm-hmm. And, yes. and I did have one question that I think might be interesting. Are you going to be talking about finance? Because I saw that was one of the questions about investment funds.
Absolutely. Okay. So we're going to be working on your performer. So you have to do some financials, and we're going to have to incorporate getting a loan and putting that within your performer or find out what's the best avenue for you. I have some investor friends that will be coming to the graduation, and you'll be able to pitch your business plan to them and your idea, and then hopefully someone will fund you. But yeah, that class, I forgot, is week 7. It's we get down and dirty figuring out your numbers, which is more important, but understanding them and being able to interpret them to the reader is very important. I will make sure that you're going to be straight with that and figure out how much you need to ask for. Do you know how much you need to ask to start a business? We're going to figure that down and break it down for you.
That's awesome.
So cool.
Yeah, thank
you. Feels like behind the scenes at Shark Tank.
Behind the scenes at Shark Tank. So, okay, so Blue, just let you know you're muted. So if you want to unmute yourself, that way we can hear you. There you go. Now you're unmuted.
Hey
thanks for joining us, Blue.
Hey.
Thanks for being here.
I just want to say that I plan on being a future alumni of Jen Smash's class.
Nice. And, yes.
My question is, what has been worrying me pretty much is that when I had my colon surgery and I pretty much lost the house, the car, medical bills stacked up with my credit issue. Am I going to be able to look favorable to individuals who want to invest because of what happened to me?
Good question. Maybe not an institution of a bank per se, but there's angel investors in there. You just have to find the right one that works with you, and they can see your plan and see the future. So you might have a little higher interest rate. I'm not going to lie to you. It might be a challenge, but yeah, there are people out there that will invest in you, especially, you know, knowing your circumstances, you'll be able to explain, hey, I had surgery, got a little bit, you know, they'll have that understanding. Mm-hmm. So they can look at your credit differently because they will understand your personal issues and stuff. Believe me, I know. I lost a leg and I had to, you know, ask for funding, and my story helped me. So they were able to not look at that and look at the business plan and stuff like that.
Okay, that's great. Well,
so yeah, there is a possibility for everything.
I believe in the process, and I think it'll work through. And I just want to make sure that everybody has a clothing tag with our company.
Nice.
Because that's what we're going to try to go for.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you, Blue.
Thank you.
All right.
Blue,
so,
I need to get your email when I have a chance.
So, Jen, can you let us all know,
so
like,
I can send you a registration form.
How mm-hmm. can people connect with you? How can people connect?
Oh, yeah. So in the world, I have my information labeled. You can text me or send my email address is in there. So you can go to the world and write it down. I'm located on LinkedIn, my professional page. My name is Jennifer Smash. So if you Google me, I will come up as well. I kind of look like my avatar back in the days, 10 years ago. So, which I kept that picture up there, and I'm listed. So you can find me, Google me, look me up, and I'm there.
Awesome. Now, how can we find out about the classes and stuff that's coming up?
Yes,
I heard people saying like they've registered and stuff. Like, how
so right now is I'm taking registration. There is a vetting process that I do. Not anybody can come in the class. You got to be very serious about mm-hmm. taking the class. There's expectations. I have some real expectations that you have to take all 9 weeks. It's free. So if I'm giving my time to you, you got to give your time to me. Yeah. It's a very unique small class. I do this purposely because we build a community amongst ourselves. Sure, and those other, there are 8 people to our class. Those other 7 people are your potential customers. So in the class, we're sharing ideas, but you're also testing it out with some real customers in the class. And so, with my unique perspective of my history and knowledge, we really work it out. There's a lot of participation and there's a lot of work. So having your own business is a lot of work. You should know that, right?
That's a lot of work. Oh, yeah.
Your family has to understand. You have to have a good support. Being an entrepreneur is the worst time of your life and the best time of your life.
The best time. Yeah, that's true.
And, so I'm very realistic about who I choose in the class, and classes are starting in September. And in my world, all the information on each week, I have it narrated by the lovely British Candy. She kind of breaks down vocally what the classes are about. So you'll come in the world, you can stand on a little box and listen to what that week's course is about.
Awesome. Good. Well, cool. Well, and she's going to drop a portal after we take our selfie upstairs and you guys can check it out.
Oh, yeah, that'll be awesome.
Jen, I know we don't get to do the outro music or anything since we're down here. We have no soundboard down here, but that's all right. I would love for you to, like, usually I ask people to close with a closing thought. I'm going to do a little bit different than asking you for a closing thought. What I'm going to ask you is...
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes. With everything that with everything that you shared and the things that what you've gone through and where you are today, what advice would you give to others facing life challenges or setbacks?
I think you need to stop and get centered and... you know, like I said, feel what you need to feel, but get back up. Do not give up. Don't give up. I post this one picture of a bird who's trying to eat a frog, but the frog is choking the neck of the bird. Oh, yeah. Just don't give up, man. Believe in yourself and stay focused. I'm very spiritual. You know, speak to your ancestors, speak to God for some strength, and just believe in yourself and get out of your way. You can do it. Just get up. Get up.
Yes. I love that. Get out of your way, because that's what happens a lot. We're in our own way. I love that. Well, you guys, everybody, thank you for joining us tonight at Killer Bee Studios.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Well, hey, thanks for tuning in to today's podcast episode.
If you loved today's episode, go ahead and hit the subscribe button or leave us a review.
Hey everyone, I want to take a second and invite you to join us live in the metaverse. You can join us live at the Killer Bee Studios. All you need is your very own VR headset. You can order an Oculus headset using the affiliate link in our show notes. Not only does it help support what we're doing here at Killer Bee, but Meta will also hook you up with some cool reward points. So be sure to check out the link in our show notes, and we hope to see you at our virtual studio.